They are really the shelter of all of us now, and many wonderful Vaishnavas. This is a very exemplary Grihastha couple who use their amazing talents and yearning, hosting devotees. So it's very, very remarkable. I have heard many, many wonderful things. I know them from the early days when the world was young and we were young. And very pleased to be here again. It was one time only here, but quite a pleasure. My dear devotees, thank you very much for being with us and applying yourself so nicely to this. Really, the essence of what we have heard yesterday and done today is really to address Krishna through the holy names. And so that we do this in a devotional relationship, which is not imaginary or sentimental. This was a very good question we received yesterday from, yes, the devotee who played Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes, it's a very, very weighty question. To do this in a way which we are taught in our, by Srila Prabhupada, in our Sampradaya, we need to really understand what is sambandha, what is a proper relationship, and that starts really with understanding I'm a soul, I'm a part of Krishna, I'm apart from this gross body, and the subtle body as well, and then turning to him in a devotional mood by addressing him, Hare Krishna, like this. If this is, I sometimes know that when we don't have time for an extended 1 week holy name workshop, it is feels like being thrown into the cold water. Please forgive me if I'm unsettling some of you. In simple Hare Krishna language, it means just turn to Krishna, be Krishna conscious when you chant. And so we will hear a little bit more about this now in a lecture which in our retreats we call discovery lectures. I'm using this term because I'm just bringing one point out and I'm driving the point a little bit so that something happens in the consciousness of my audience.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
To his nectar of devotion, where he speaks of a switch which brightens everything. He says there that this Krishna consciousness is the one switch which brightens everything. In chanting the holy name, we don't want to chant in the darkness, as we have heard earlier in this beautiful prayer of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We want to not stand in the darkness. It is good when we when the light goes on, especially when we chant the holy name. This should be a perceived experience. There should be a Krishna conscious chanting, a chanting in which we turn to Krishna and address him. Oh Hari, oh Krishna, Prabhupada says. Then they will ask, what do you want? The person is addressed like it. And yes, please engage me in your service, which really translates into practical terms. It's just, please accept me. We have been separated, and as our Ravindra Swarup Prabhu so aptly and poetically put it, we have broken the relationship, and the only one to be who carry the brunt of it is us, not the other side. That you have expressed very nicely and devotionally. So yes, so now it is time when we, especially when we chant his name, my dear devotees, to make a paradigmatic, if that is an English word, that is a categorical change. It's no longer about this material entanglement. It's now turning to Krishna and addressing him in that relationship. In our philosophy, this is called sambandha, sambandha, chanting in sambandha, or to know about the essential elements which are necessary to do this, this categorical shift is called sambandha jnana. The elements are very simple. You need to understand who are you, you need to understand who's Krishna, and then you need to understand in general terms. I'm not speaking about rasa, our original relationship here, but in general terms we need to understand how do we relate. And that is simple. We are his eternal as servants. Eternal means not the body. The body is temporary. Eternal means the soul, which is always there, has always been, is always there, will always be. So from that platform we address the Lord. This is now we will go a little bit deeper. In a short time we will do this, because yes, this is also Jai Giridhari has said so nicely. It's also free time. You should also relax. You have done so much service the hellish, not it is in the town of opportunity, New York, and therefore some relaxation is there. So I will be brief, which means you have to be very focused. I will request maybe Jai Giridhari to open the window so that we have some oxygen, because we wish to concentrate. Thank you. You are the true friend of all of us. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. About this turning to Krishna. Vayam vidya bhiveshatasya ishatapetasya viparyayo smriti tanmayayato buddha apayetam bhaktyaikayesha guru devatatma. When the living entity speaks about the origin of fear, in modern ISKCON terms you could say insecurity. When the living entity is attracted by the material energy, which is separate from Krishna, is overpowered by fear. Because he is separated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the material energy, we live in separation, that is by this Maya Shakti, his conception of life is reversed, got it all wrong. In other words, instead of being the eternal servant of Krishna, he becomes Krishna's competitor. This is called Vipalyayo Smritihi, means reversed intelligence. To nullify this mistake, one who is actually learned and advanced worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead as his spiritual master, worshipful deity and source of life. He thus worships the Lord by the process of unalloyed devotion and service. So, in brief words, when we are separated, we take to a reverse intelligence, we put things helter-skelter in our lives. Instead of Krishna being the center, we actually push ourselves falsely there. And this is the cause of deep, deep existential problems which bring fear. It's not natural, it's unnatural. And now to reverse this, to come back to the original position, we need to worship Krishna. Three things are mentioned, three conceptions. How we do this? We see him as the spiritual master, our guide, who's there in the heart. We see Chaitya Guru, no? We see him as our worshipable all and everything. He's our deity. And we also acknowledge that everything in our life is by him and through him. We see him as the source of our very life. And then, having this understanding, we worship him by service. Now, from all the nine angas in devotional service, we know that Mahaprabhu places special emphasis on the chanting of the holy name, and he gives a reason. It delivers Krishna to you, the chanting. When you chant, Krishna becomes attracted to you in this way. He hears you. He's chanting my name. And so it delivers Krishna to you, this process. And also, as you continue to chant, you develop an affectionate relationship to Krishna. It gives you love for Krishna. See, the devotee really, in some ways, does not primarily want to have Krishna. Of course he wants, but primarily he knows, if I don't have love for Krishna, even Krishna might be directly before my eyes, but I will not understand him, not relate to him properly. This was very, very, very visible when Krishna came before the outset of the battle of Kurukshetra, when he came to Duryodhana to make peace negotiations. He said, you must give the Pandavas their rightful chair. This was the condition before you with a cheating trick sent them into banishment into the forest. You said at that time, when they have lived 12 years in banishment and an extra year in hiding, unrecognized, incognito, anonymous, then you would give them the rightful share. Now it's the time to do this, Duryodhana said. Vasudev, I have asked my consciousness very clearly. I've seen if there's anything wrong in my position. Maybe I'm driven by unnecessary greed or any lower human tendency. But I have come to the conclusion there's absolutely no mistake on my fault and on my part. And I'm saying to you now, I'm not giving them as much land as you get by putting a needle into the ground. And because you are coming with this message, this unrightful message. Soldiers, soldiers, soldiers! All of a sudden the hall was full with soldiers. Bind this Vasudev. Throw him into the prison. I have tried everything. Now it's time for concrete measures to deal with this Vasudev. At that time, Lord Krishna smilingly showed a partial universal form. Partial, not everything, but something to give the idea you're dealing with me. But do you dance? Because there was not an iota of anything for Krishna. Affection, gratitude, recognition, appreciation. Nothing, nothing, nothing. He said, Vasudev, I can also show mystic potencies if you want to see something. But the soldiers didn't know where should they put the ropes. You know, there were thousands of arms. No love, and therefore no recognition. So the devotees want to have first bhakti. They pray for bhakti, and then no, that this can be changed, this mood. And this Krishna, this chanting, my dear devotees, is the first and foremost practice of the bhakti sadhana. Why are we having this difficulty of inattention? That although we chant and we sit down, and in theory we should be with Krishna in Krishna's presence, after all, we're chanting his names already, why does our mind go to other subjects? What is happening here, psychologically or ontologically? Or Mahaprabhu explained this. He said, forgetting Krishna, the living entity has been attracted by the external feature of Maya from time immemorial. Therefore, the illusory energy Maya gives him all kinds of misery in his material existence. In other words, you deal with a very, very ancient, we could almost say, habit of turning away from Krishna. It's not so easy to change old habits. Maybe you have experience in other terms. For me, for instance, I was a dedicated listener to the Rolling Stones. I could give up everything except my collection of Rolling Stones long playing records. I was habituated. I got up with the music and I went to bed with the music, and I still could sing some ancient songs to you, but I refrain from this. I am now chanting Hare Krishna, but it is deeply ingrained, because there's a habit of having done this, and it's not so easy to change habits. Maybe you have your own sad song about this. So now this being attracted to the material energy by the way, it's not so bad. I'm giving an example so that you can laugh about me, and in this way laugh about you also. That you deal generously with this and so on, and not go this problem of being just attracted in the wrong place, you know, with the material energy and not with Krishna, turns up especially at the time when you chant his name. Then you know the old habit kicks in. That's, I think, American language. It kicks in, it somehow comes into, and then you just have difficulties to focus and remain attentive. This is the greatest offense, the Adi offense, the original sin, if you want to say it like this, that you have turned away from Krishna, and it has become a habit to do that, and it needs to be corrected if you want to chant properly. Haridas Thakur says, even if one successfully overcomes all the other offenses in chanting, and one is chanting continuously means many rounds, many extra rounds, not just 16. Even if one does this, love of God may not come about. One should know the reason for this. It is that one is committing the offense known as pramada, or inattention. Now, because this is such a difficult problem, my dear devotees, there is, to overcome it, you will be surprised, it's not possible by you. It's too big. The hurdle, the obstacle is too long lasting, it's too much ingrained in us, it is too strong, it is stronger than our best effort. We need help. And Haridas Thakur so devotionally explains this. He says, simply by one's own endeavors, no one in this world, no one means also us here from the Bhakti Center, no one in this world can overcome distractedness. Simply by one's own endeavors, no one in this world can overcome distractedness. Such a victory can only come about by your merciful blessings. And therefore he, at another place, this is from Harinam Chittamani 12th chapter, he says, therefore it behooves me, it is appropriate, very, very, very appropriate for me to turn to you and beg you for your mercy. Therefore this chanting has this mood, this tenor, this underlying heart vibration, or this attentive, this alertness. Please accept me, please engage me in your service, please you do something. You need to be I cannot do alone. I tried, but I fail. I've tried many times. I saw many times I'm failing. But there's hope. You are very merciful. You please, if you so desire, give me your blessings. If you so desire, you please give me your blessings. So this is a little bit the what is behind this request, or this meaning which Prabhupada has given us. Please accept me in your service. Kindly be merciful. And when you chant with this, you are life, my dear devotees. There's something, the Lord who gives life is alive in you. You are, oh Krishna, I'd like to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And when the mind goes away, I know he goes away, then you pull him back. You are there with it. And then, my dear devotees, that's the switch, the one switch which switches on everything in your life. And you will be very happy, very awakened in your Krishna consciousness. This, in very simple and devotional words, is the little your first. Not yesterday. Did we have a lecture yesterday? I think we had something. Yes. This is something chant in a relationship with Krishna. I know many devotees feel uncomfortable when they hear this, because they think, I'm so fallen. And you tell me relationship. Maybe it's just an excuse. Maybe it's just the habit where you turn away from Krishna and want to now give it a religious and pious justification. No, we are servants of Krishna. There is a relationship. We belong to Him. He is there and we are His parts. And chanting, we call out to Him. It is a relationship. It is a start of reawakening our lost relationship. Hare Krishna, this is all for this morning. I have a little time, but only little. We have to go we have to follow an invitation to the Omega Center. Is there any question you have? Vasudev. Hello, Vasudev.
The process of chanting is the process of cleaning the heart.
Yeah.
It's a phrase we hear, it's very familiar to us. Could you maybe elucidate this more? What part of the cleaning process is kind of automatic, like coming in touch with Krishna, who is pure, we also purify the heart, becomes more clean. That's also a part what we have to do in these things.
Yes, yes.
For Krishna to become really real for us.
Yes. My dear, very good question, Vasudev. I would like to rephrase it a little bit, but how? No, when do we actually clean our heart? When does chanting? What do we have to bring, in other words, there? I think in many lectures we have heard that from Bhaktivinoda and from we have heard that in the morning we should take a broom. This is done in households in the morning, especially in India. You see the ladies cleaning the heart, cleaning the house, and also what is before the house. In the morning we should do that, and then we should beat also our mind with shoes, or how was it? Like that, no? Swedish mind? Talk, 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 talk. What does this really mean? Well, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, who is the, as far as I know, the originator of the same, said this means to really get into the mood of the song. Amara jivan sada papirata nahika punyera lesha. I'm sorry, I'm like a frog this morning. No problem, we are amongst the family. So it means to do something which has to do with an English word which is out of fashion. It is contrition. Do you still know this word, my young audience? It means to make an inventory, to see the reality, to see the problem, and think, my life is always engrossed in sin. There is no trace of piety within me. I've caused others so much anxiety and trouble. And again, and it continues. I'm never afraid to engage in sinful activities for the sake of my own happiness. I'm merciless and selfish. I'm distressed by the happiness of others. I'm a perpetual liar, and the distress of others pleases me. There are unlimited sinful desires within the core. Core means you may not be aware now, but in the inside of my heart, I'm angry, I'm arrogant, always maddened with vanity, infatuated with mundanity, and ornamented with malice and pride. Wow. You may say, well, I'm not like you, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I'm a little better than you. But this may be an understanding which needs to be revisited. I'm subdued by laziness and sleep, averse to performing good deeds, and eager to perform sinful deeds. I engage in deceitful behavior in pursuit of prestige. This one I know very well. I engage in deceitful behavior in pursuit of prestige. I'm ruined by greed and constantly covetous. Such a sinner as I is shunned by devotees and is a constant offender. So it goes through a list of things which really make you purify your heart from all the inflated hubris or inflated self-conception of yourself, and it brings you to a place, and then it really works. But if you, Prabhupada says it in a Nectar of Devotion, I now can only say it because maybe you can help me. Someone who is determined to keep things as they are, he somehow cannot progress in chanting. No, you need to see. You need to take a broom. I'm willing to look there. I'm willing to sweep it up. I'm willing. Here comes another well-known sentence in ISKCON, which we need to explore. I need to become humble. In a humble state of mind, only then you can chant. Humility is a condition of the pure heart, of the heart which is divested of illusory self-conception. Hare Krishna. I want to thank you very much. Thank you really very much. Please forgive me if in my lectures I'm sometimes... I'm just repeating. I'm not saying I know anything better than you know. You are exalted Vaishnavas, but I have been requested. I get my prasadam for this. To lead a retreat, so I try my best. Please take what is valuable for you out of it and apply it with enthusiasm in your chanting, and miracles will happen. The light will switch on, if we want to use a simple analogy. I wish you a wonderful day. I'm hearing that we will see each other again at a different venue, the farm of Raghunath Prabhu, and I plan a special surprise. It's really wonderful. You will talk to your grandchildren if you ever see it, or to others. If it will work, we don't know. It's after Krishna's mercy, but we will try to give pleasure to your hearts. Please come. Jai Giridhari will know how to come there. I will end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, jai Gaur Premanai. Jai.